The third talk by Jose Zubia, with the title RSVP, a Preset System Solution for Pure Data.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jose Rafael Zubia Valdez. It's quite long, so afterwards you can just call me Rafael. I come from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, and today I'm going to talk to you about RSVP. That's a preset solution made for pure data. First, I want to talk why I made this, because it's relevant. I know that there's different solutions for this issue in pure data, but why I had to implement it with my own solution. So first of all, I'm a composer with special interest in live electronics, and my composition process involves experimenting with custom patches and recording the settings. The music created, my PhD is based on composing pieces that do not require the performer, the composer, to be present during playing the piece. So that's why the preset system is important for me. My past experience with different solutions it's extensive, but not as much as I would want. I have tested a couple of more, but these are the three most relevant ones. Collabs was made by Marianne Wagner, and it's a very robust solution and very complete, but I still had a little bit of issues for fast patching and a couple of bugs when I recalled the presets. Cream, which Pierre Gillot is here in the LAC this year, it's a beautiful library that works quite well. The problem is that in my case, when I used it, it was too GPU heavy, so it always produced graphic glitches. And I don't know if you guys have experience with pure data, but when you have a graphic glitch, it usually affects the audio. One of the first solutions that I found was done by this person right there, which unfortunately I have lost track of him. So that's the only information I have from him in the package that I downloaded years ago. But it's based on the pool object by Thomas Grill, and it was one of the most robust solutions that I came across early 2008. I know that other flavors of pure data have presets now, but my problem with that was that not all flavors were cross-platform, and again, TCL/TK sometimes had a couple of issues. There are promising solutions like the one that's being used by the Moscow Contemporary Music Group, which is using Qt, and it's quite impressive, but unfortunately, still, it's not entirely cross-platform. So my view on this was to get inspiration from all these solutions and try to fix certain things or implementing things that had to do more with my own work. The looped connection that you can see over there is very common in these preset managers. And even though it's not much of a problem, it does consume time when you're patching. You always have to loop it to get the graphic user interface feedback. The other problem that I had with a couple of solutions, and in this case, this is the one that used pool, is that to recall the file of settings or edit a preset, you had to open a lot of sub patches and navigate internally, which is fine. But if my research is based on creating these pieces of software that have to work out of the box, it might be a little bit laborious to work if I hand a piece to an instrument player that rejects or has a little bit of problem with technology, which is very common. So what is RSVP? RSVP is a library of abstractions that uses a wrapper around the graphic user interfaces of PD. The wrapper allows the communication between a preset manager and every graphic user interface used. It's intended to be used as a local library. That means that it should be placed in the folder where your project is being created. The advantage of using it like this is that you can customize or create new graphic user interfaces by just using the ones that come with RSVP as a template. So later we'll see that even though there's the basic objects, I have different examples, changing color sizes and different settings of the graphic user interface. So one of my main goals to when developing RSVP was first single click state saving. So just click record what's in all the graphic user interface of Pure Data and not worry about anything else. Rapid patching, preset editing in patch. That means that while even though it's records the presets in a text file, you can open it directly on the patch and do some quick editing. Fast loading of files. This means that I avoid the opening of sub patches and different levels of patches to navigate the files that I use, and a simple interpolation. So this is the basic skeleton of RSVP, where you have the GUI from a PD that comes with PD, the PD vanilla, and what it does, it creates a unique ID that links the value that graphic user interface has with that ID. When you press save, it sends that value to the preset manager that builds a unique message that collects all the states in the patch and pushes into the call object that it's later saved into the text file. When you press recall, what the wrapper does is it just roots whichever ID belongs to that value and it updates the graphic user interface. This is the skeleton. It's the simple explanation, but obviously I ran into a couple of issues while developing. So one of those big issues was how to create this unique ID, because $0 value changes each time PD is initiated. So if I record with $0 with the number, once I open it again, it's not valid. So with the canvas argument, it is possible to assign the argument of the graphic of the abstraction as part of the ID. However, this is going to go against the fast patching paradigm that I mentioned before, which pushed me to developing another tool to facilitate fast patching. And then finally, with the canvas name, it is possible to use the parent canvas of the patch as part of the ID, and that allows modular duplication of the instruments that you create in PD. So in order to recall the values to the call object, the data has to be sent as a unique message, because all the settings of the patch have to be saved as one simple index in the call object. So to do this, I had to figure out when all the values arrive to a message, and then push it into the call. Canvas index from EM Goods is used to do that, because it just tells me how many abstractions I'm using, and then I count the global message if all of them have arrived to then push it into the call object. It's also canvas index is also useful to determine when abstractions are deleted. This is an example of a slider that's a little bit, it has a little bit of a modifications as a template, but you can see that you have the callback master that's going to receive the values and it's going to go into the similar root object. And then when a save bang is sent, it's going to send it to the master preset. And as you can see here, that's the automatic creation of IDs. when a preset is recalled, the similar root, the sim root abstraction that was programmed by Thomas Grill. Thanks to that, it was one of those messages on Facebook, and someone just grabs it and says, "Here you go." It allows the data to go through to the graphic user interface that's linked to that ID. The value then is sent to the line object to create the simple interpolation. So to avoid this, or to fix this fast patching problem that I had when developing, I created this GUI creator abstraction that it's basically a one-click solution for someone that doesn't want to type the unique ID for every time you call an abstraction. Although typing the ID is still faster than the looped connection, I wanted to offer this possibility to anyone that wanted to use it. And what it does, it creates a number of graphical user interfaces according to a name or a tag that you write into the GUI creator, and it creates all the IDs with that tag, and then numbers every time you create the objects. So if I call a toggle, the first one is going to be toggle ID 0, and if I push, if I call another one, it's going to be toggle ID 1, and continue to count up. This abstraction uses a text file that it records every time it's being used, so it keeps count of how many toggles or how many graphic user interfaces abstractions you've created. And this helps because sometimes when you program, you want to go back to the patch and add more. You could just call back create another GUI creator, and it will pick up from where you left. So this is a little video of how it works. This was the first version that I did of RSVP. And as you can see, I call the GUI creator and I put the ID all GUIs. Then I call a preset manager, if I can type, with a unique name of the presets. So that could be the name of the piece, the name of the patch, the name of whatever you're programming. And then as I push the bangs, it automatically creates the graphic objects that comes with the RSVP. All these objects are the ones that Vanilla brings, except I added a knob from the FlatGUI library, and I added the breakpoint function editor from the TUF library. So once you have created all your abstractions, you can just put whatever values you want, and then one-click store, it's stored. So you can open the presets, and you have all the presets there. Then for a second preset, we can change the values, and this time with this preset, I'm going to put some an interpolation time. Two seconds, I store it. Now I have the new preset. And finally, recalling with interpolation. So as I mentioned before, RSVP contains a couple of abstractions that are not vanilla, but also I had to develop abstractions that a method to record various values of the graphic user interface. That means that each of these two abstractions, that is the breakpoints function editor and a new abstraction called miscellaneous, are going to have an individual call inside of that abstraction that's going to record the values of the abstraction itself. But then it's going to be linked to the preset manager just like of preset inside that call. Further development with RSVP made me develop this feature in which I could just send a method flag called local and turn it with 0 or 1, and that way I can stop not link it with the preset manager and just make it work independently from the preset manager. So now I'm gonna show you a little patch that I'm developing for a piece. Let me see. So here you see that all of these states are RSVP, while the graphic user interface that I don't want to save on the patch are just vanilla native objects. So these are just normal sliders, but that part of the program, I can recall it, and it just calls the whole thing with slight interpolations. You can also see that in that side of the patch, you have the matrix control object done by João Paes, that I think he's also around here. And it's linked with the miscellaneous abstraction that I mentioned because it records the points of the matrix locally in that object, and then this preset is called by the preset manager, by the global preset manager. So this miscellaneous abstraction actually allows the integration of RSVP with not RSVP objects, making it a little bit more flexible. So RSVP now has been included in 4 projects of my PhD, including the piece Tessellations that's going to be played tomorrow, and you're all invited. It goes through constant development because I use it, so I'm always tweaking it and finding problems or features that I find as I keep on using it for different purposes. One of those improvements was kind of latch mode or click interruption. This means that when I call a preset, and it used to be that when it interpolated, if I wanted to stop or adjust that graphic user object, it wouldn't let me because it would continue the interpolation. But now it just interrupts that interpolation and allows me to put the value of whatever I want. When I call the next preset, it's going to interpolate from the value that was entered outside that preset to the next preset. This was basically, it came to my attention while I started to use RSVP to play myself, improvise, and I found that my controllers were acting funny, and I said, "Oh, okay, it's this thing that I have to fix." Finally, well, not finally, but near the end, I kind of came up with this idea of maybe the PD file could contain a meta section. I don't know if this is possible, but I expect to hear from you guys to see if it's possible or what do you think. I know that you can create a meta section in a patch, but it's not readable. Well, if there's a way to create a meta section in the main file as plain text, maybe that would allow us to record data for personalized programming, and instead of having to record text files that keep count of all the processes or instances of objects that you create. I expect that we could use the text object with a meta message to access that part of the file, and because it's plain text, it would be an open section for any type of user of PD to use that area in the file and record any type of things, credits, code from other languages to use as scripts, Python or something like that. So there is a lot to be done, and there's a lot of features that are not implemented in RSVP, and you do have in solutions like Collabs or Cream. But you know, slowly I keep adding things. One of the biggest issues that I need to fix is regain the property aspects of the graphic user objects, because right now it just renders them obsolete. But this is fixable with the property bang object from, again, EM goods. I'm considering using OSC to have better communication. This is not because I connect controllers, but because in here I started to use, Well, anyway, it's going to be hard with this mouse. I started to use the PD tilde object, because that way I have more independence between the graphic part of the patch and the audio part of the patch. So that that program that I just showed you is running the audio in a separate instance of PD in a different core of the machine. I want to include various types of interpolation. And I'm trying to optimize how data is stored and recalled, because again, even though I try to find the shortcuts to it, TCLTK still glitches when there's a big data dump. So I'm trying to find out new ways to solve that issue. And then I also have been looking into how the context sequencer uses empty containers to call the objects inside. And that's an interesting solution itself. I've been thinking of using data structures to create my own graphic user interfaces, and that way make it more vanilla friendly, but at the same time independent from the vanilla objects. And the plus side of using that data structures that I think is possible is that I can record the values inside the data structure itself, so I wouldn't have to deal with call objects in that sense. It's also the library Ophelia came out a couple of months ago, and it's quite impressive. And to use open frameworks to create the interface is very interesting to me. So I'll plan to look into that. And that way you don't have the TCLTK problem of data dump. And my number one goal, even though I do use libraries, is to try to use to make RSVP the most vanilla friendly possible. I have to thank a couple of people, my supervisors, my colleagues that helped me with the paper, but especially to the PD community, because Thomas Greel, Liam Goodacre, and Matt Barber are very quick in responding to questions, and they helped a lot. And a very special thanks to Christian Ferlaino, that's going to play the piece tomorrow, and to the LAC team of 2018. Thanks for your attention. I'll leave you my data, my info there, and if there are any questions, I think we do have time for questions.
Now we have time for questions.
No questions. Oh, yeah.
Hi, hello. One small question regarding the control of the RSVP preset manager.
Yeah.
You showed it on with the mouse, but is it possible, or is it, are you thinking about also controlling with a keyboard, a MIDI controller, something that also can be performed by someone doing the electronics?
Yeah, that would be very easy to implement, because this is an abstraction that I can't open. Because it's an abstraction itself, you could just link different type of controllers to increase the number of preset and then record it and the callback too. The piece tomorrow is going to recall presets with a foot pedal. And in that foot pedal, you have forward preset and backward preset. So yeah, it is possible to do that. Okay.
No more questions then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.